Thanks for staying with us here on Legal Eagle with Amanda Wilson, a partner at Berry & Lambert in Tunbridge Wells, as she guides us through the new divorce procedure. So Amanda, in terms of the division of assets, how are matrimonial assets dealt with?
Well, the actual division will depend upon what assets are available, and it's preferable, if at all possible, to agree how the matrimonial assets are divided without making an application to the court. That would generally be quicker, cheaper, and much less stressful. There are various ways to reach an agreement, but before attempting to reach an agreement, it's always necessary for both parties to make full financial disclosure, so it's clear to both parties what assets the other party has, what assets there are to divide, both parties' income, any liabilities. And then once the financial disclosure has been made, there are a number of ways that you can attempt to reach an agreement. So you could potentially negotiate between yourselves and come to an agreement. You could attend mediation, where a trained mediator will facilitate discussions between you in the hopes that you can then reach an agreement. Or you could instruct solicitors to negotiate on your respective behalves. But if it's not possible to reach an agreement, or if one party refuses to make full financial disclosure, then either party can make an application to the court for financial remedies. Ultimately, the court will make an order in respect to the division of the matrimonial assets.
So this is really, really important, isn't it, the division of assets? And so how can a divorcing couple protect themselves in respect of financial matters?
Well, it's actually a popular misconception, Alex, that the final order bringing a marriage to an end prevents either party from making financial claims in the future. Even if the parties have reached an agreement and that agreement has been implemented, this is not the case. The only way to prevent one party from making further claims against the other in the future is for there to be an order of the court which dismisses the future claims of either party. So that order can be made by consent between the parties following an agreement regarding division of the matrimonial assets, or it can be made by a judge. So if an agreement is reached between the parties by one of the methods I've already discussed, then it is really important to have that agreement embodied in a consent order. The consent order will set out the terms of the agreement, and it will provide that neither party can make further claims against the other in the future. Once that agreement's been approved and signed by both parties, it will be sent to the court for approval. And once approved by the court, it's binding in exactly the same way as any other court order. But what it does is prevent either party then making a further claim against the other in the future.
Well, thanks so much, Amanda. That's definitely food for thought.
Thank you, Alex. I know that's a lot to take in, but if any of your listeners would like more detailed advice, then we do offer a fixed fee interview at a cost of £120, including VAT, for some initial advice in respect of divorce, finances, and anything else you might want to discuss.
Thanks for that. So if you do want to know more, you have more questions, do approach the friendly and approachable team at Berry & Lambert's via their website, berryandlamberts.co.uk.